So as always, just begin by closing your eyes and just paying attention to your body, the fundamental practice, the most important practice in a way. Noticing your body's contact with whatever you're sitting on. Notice the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Notice breath moving your body. Relaxing into your body, letting the central column of the spine hold the body. Sitting on the earth, sitting in space. Relaxing into your senses. Letting the sense of touch combine with the sense of hearing, seeing, smelling and tasting. As you deepen your sense of presence. And as we sit together, to the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, the angel of the morning, to bless us with the breath of the morning. Raphael, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, the angel whose face shines like the sun. Archangel of light, shine light into all places that no darkness may endure. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel. Great cleansing intelligence, you are the strong angel. Strengthen us in the way, clarify our vision, purify our hearts. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness. Alchemist of deep heaven, who understands the mysteries of death and resurrection, resurrect us and resurrect our work. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. We stand in the center, between heaven and earth, between the four great angels, in the alchemical vessel. Witness with me now as I chant the name Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh, joining if you will, or simply listening, as is your will.
Yud-Heh-Shin-Vav-Heh.
Shin Vave Yure 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 Shin Vav Hey. Feel a vibration of the chant in your bodies. And right at the center of your body, notice the seed of the body of light. The barley seed, the sun seed. And as you pay attention to the barley seed, to the sun seed, it expands to fill your form. And your awareness is taken up into the body of light, into the linen-clad body. Feeling the power and the light of the inner sun. Feeling the green power of the barley. As you enter the resurrection body. As you enter the body of light. Feeling that shape wrapping around your physical body. Empowering you, enlivening you, reminding you of your deeper nature as a presence of light and blessing. Being one who has seen the sun at midnight, being one who has held and embodied the scales. Feel that sense of balance, that sense of inner radiance, being a linen-clad one. Now together, combining the physical body and the body of light, we will perform the Kabbalistic cross. You may do this physically, or you may simply do it in the body of light, in which case you would visualize the motions and let the energetic body make the motions. Or you may combine it with the physical gestures, depending on your wishes. Placing a dominant hand upon your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Right shoulder. Sorry, feet. Malgu. Right shoulder, Vegebura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, Vegedula. Vegedula. Hands to the center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. Again, Ade, Maulun, Vegevura, Vegedula. Amen. One last time. And Maulun Vegevura. And now establishing the middle pillar, beginning by contemplating the sphere of Keter just above the head. Letting the middle pillar descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. Here chanting Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim. Yud He Vav He Elohim. Letting the pillar descend to the level of the heart, where it becomes the inner sun. You're chanting Yud He Vav He Eloh Vadat, the God that is in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Eloh Vadat. Yud He Vav He Eloh Vadat. Yud He Vav He Eloh Vadat.
Yudeva Vealo Vedant. Letting the pillar descend into the pelvis, where it becomes a sphere of silvers and greens and blues. Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai Elchai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai, Shaddai Elchai. Now letting the pillar of light descend into the ground just beneath our feet, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent blackness shot through with rainbow colors. This is Malchut, the earth center. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Contemplate the middle pillar within the body of lights. Keter gives it its presence, Da'at its power to create, Tifereth its balance and radiance, Yesod its power of life, Malchut its substance. Feel the pillar, feel the body of light. Let us circulate the lights. Breathing in, we bring our attention to Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we return the light to Keter. Doing this 6 times. Now circulating the light side by side. Breathing in, we center in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of the body. Breathing in, we send the light up the right side of the body. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. So you breathe in and breathe out, center in Malkut. So you breathe in, circulate the light anti-clockwise to Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the middle pillar to Malkut. So you breathe in again, circulate the light anti-clockwise to Keter. Again, doing this for 6 cycles. And now coming to the final of the circulation exercises, the fountain. As we breathe in and out, we center in Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up to Keter. As we breathe out, we fountain the light around us. As we breathe in and out again, we recenter in Malkut. Doing this 6 times. When you complete the exercise, simply rest in the body, rest in the body of light, feeling the effect of establishing the middle pillar and circulating the light. hear this phrase. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image. The castle of the mysteries. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle of the mysteries. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the castle of the mysteries. Feel yourself turning inwards, stepping inwards in the body of light, and sinking down, noticing with your inner senses the shifts in the world as you descend. As we descend, we find ourselves in the midst of the wood, standing on the white path. And we become aware that the robe of our body has changed. For we stand here now consciously in the body of light. And so too has the wood changed, becoming more alive, more vivid, more responsive. And for the moment, we simply follow the white path into the center of the wood. And as we do so, we become aware of the figure of Saint Illtyd walking with us. And as we notice Illtyd, he notices us. And it is as if for a moment our minds join. And it is as if for a moment he is showing us his inner world. We touch in to the villa of Illtyd, with its garden and its fountain, its basilica and its many rooms. And we are reminded of the many forms of the castle of the mysteries. and we come at length to the lake in the centre of the wood. Where is the island? Where is the castle? And waiting for us is the ship Prudwin. Arthur is in the prow and Berinthus is in the stern. And there are many sitting in the ship. All those who work with the mysteries of Britain. And as we go to board the ship, Ixtlich stops us for a moment and hands to us a small book. As we open the book, we see there are phrases and images. It is a book of light and teaching. And we carry the book onto the ship with us. And as we enter the ship, we become aware of Arthur standing in the prow. Holding the sword of light, and in one moment he is a man, in the next moment he is a great bear. And we are aware of the figure, the shrouded figure of Berinthus in the stern, the ferryman. And as we now look at him through the eyes of the body of light, we see him and are seen. And as we are held by Arthur and Berinthus, we look into the boat and we see the generations of those who have worked with the mystery. And we notice a vacant seat that is just ours, taking our place there. Reading the great line of initiates before us, sensing those who will come after us, sitting in the midst of the boat, contemplating Arthur, contemplating Berinthus. And as we do so, the boat silently glides across the lake. And as we are carried by the ship, we contemplate the ancient myth of the prisoner. We contemplate the mystery of imprisonment and liberation. And as we disembark from the ship, we follow the path to the top of the mound. And find ourselves standing before the sword bridge. And this time we step upon the bridge easily, feeling the deep sense of balance. We step across the bridge, we come to the small picket gate, and squeeze through, bowing ourselves, letting all that is not necessary be stripped from us as we enter the castle of the mysteries. And as we enter the great hall, we see that it has changed. In the center of the table, there is a great cauldron. And seated around the cauldron and the table, there are 9 maidens. At the head of the table, there is Avthev the king, with the great sword of light before him. We sit for a moment, contemplating the cauldron warmed by the breath of the 9 maidens. We contemplate the wielder of the sword of light. And from out of nowhere we hear a voice. Three things calls the fall of Logres: the freeing of prisoners, the receiving of strangers, and the gift of the bald man. Three things calls the fall of Logres: the freeing of prisoners, the receiving of strangers, and the gift of the bald man. Three things caused the fall of Logres: the freeing of prisoners, the receiving of strangers, and the gift of the bald man. Look deep into the cauldron. Feel the presence of the 9 maidens. Enter into sovereignty and hold the sword of light. And you will see what needs to be seen. You will hear what needs to be heard. And you will become Gorai. veiling the sword of light within you as an aspect of the scales that you bear. You feel its capacity to free, its capacity to break through illusion, its capacity to defend. And rising from the table, we descend to the spiral stair. Coming to the room of Yesod, the room of the Lady of the Lake, who is the keeper of the sword. And as we enter this room of Yesod, we contemplate the great pool at its center. And we feel all around us the presence of the Lady. We feel the sword within us. Be aware of the Lady. Be aware of the deep waters that we contemplate. Looking deep into the waters, looking deep into the land. Looking into the mystery of the sleeping lord, the king whose sovereignty must awaken. And contemplating this mystery, we hear another voice. This is the path of resolution. This is the path of awakening. This is the path of uniting Gwythyr and Gwyn. This is the path of the freeing of Kryddylat. This is Kryddylat, who is Kryui, the incarnation of beauty. And before us a door opens, that is a door into the deep of the land, that opens to us the 25th path. The path of balance, the path of the freeing of Kraidalidit, the path to Kraiwi, the path that unites Gwythrir and Gwyn. Step into this path of mystery. Step into the deep of the land. Step into this path that frees the imprisoned. As we step forwards, we are within the substance of the castle. We are within the substance of the land. On either side of us are rocks and a passage between them. And we feel the pull of opposites. And as we step forward on one side, there is the figure of Gwythrir, a being of light and spring-like energy. Who is like Gwalchmai, the hawk of the morning. And on the opposite side there is Gwyn, who stands in winter, who stands in night time. And deeper within the land, hidden, imprisoned by the play of opposites, there is the hidden goddess, Cry the Lad with Croywi, the incarnation of beauty, who is found by the joining of Gwyn and Gwythrir, who is found by the joining of the worlds. Step forward into the field of Gwyn and Gwythrir, of summer and winter, of the Dark Lord and the Bright Lord. And meet the mystery of the three-faced mother, who is one and three and nine times nine. Who is Cry the Lad, who is Croywi, who is Arianrod, who is Ariannon, who is the mystery made flesh. Stand with those who have walked this way, with Taliesin and Mavithin,
cry out with Myrddin in the woods at the onset of winter and the dying of the wolf. Cry out with Myrddin at the battle of Adires, when the young are murdered. Cry out with Gwydion as he cradles the dying Llai. Cry out with Clydd Llyw Eraint as he searches for his missing child. Cry out to Rhiannon as she seeks Pryderi. Cry out with Mabon, with Modron, as she seeks for Mabon. Cry out and hear the answer. Let the sleeper awaken. Let the prisoner be freed. Let there be jubilee. Find yourselves again in the hall of the table and the cauldron. Contemplating the mystery. And here again, the riddle. 3 things caused the downfall of Locris: the freeing of prisoners, the receiving of strangers, and the gift of the bald man. Three ship burdens of Pradwin we went with Arthur. But for 7. None returned from Caer Gwlyth. But for 7. None returned from the castle of the wall.
You look down suddenly into your hands and you see that you're holding a jeweled egg of green and sapphire. Contemplate the egg and its hatching. Contemplate the breath of the nine maidens and the cauldron. Contemplate the sword of light. Contemplate the mystery. Contemplate freeing and imprisonment. Contemplate receiving and refusing. The egg is the gift of the bald man. The gift of Tegid the Bald. What is the destruction that brings creation? Look deep into the egg. Look deep into the mystery. Three ship burdens of Pradwin we went with Arthur, but for seven, none returned from the Castle of the Hallows. But for seven, none returned from the Castle of the Mysteries. You find yourself rising from the table, saluting the nine maidens, saluting Arthur. You walk out of the hall, across the courtyard, squeezing your way through the narrow gate, crossing the sword bridge, descending the mound. You take your place again in Pradwin. And are ferried across the lake. You are met by St. Illtyd, who holds your hands and looks deeply into your eyes. Feel him holding you, feel his transmission. For he is a master of the mystery. He has joined Gwythrir and Gwyn. He has entered into the mystery of Cwythelad and Croywi. The mystery of imprisonment and freeing, of losing and finding. He is one who knows. Walk with him through the woods to the place of beginning. And as the images start to fade, we hear the voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul.
Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Feel yourself rising up through the depths. Feel yourself rising up, sitting in your room, bringing with you all that you have learned, feeling the presence of the egg in your hand, feeling the conundrums, the mystery of Gwythyr and Gwyn, of Cwaetheladd and Croywi. Of the destruction of Logres and its resurrection. And then let your attention orient it outwards, noticing your body sitting on your chair, noticing the air around you, the sound in the room, smell and taste the room, and when you are ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room.